Right, so we saw in the recent week when the ANC was going through the different processes leading up to the launch of its manifesto, and prior to that as well, with the January 8th statement and the anniversary celebrations, this relationship that came to the fore between President Ramaphosa and former President Zuma. It has been dubbed bromance by many in the media, and political analyst and author Max Dupriya has referred to it as a fake bromance, and he joins us this morning on the line to discuss the issue. Max, thank you so much for your time once again. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
What do you make of it? Is it Ramaphosa understanding certain political realities, especially when it comes to KZN and its support for former President Zuma, or is it more than that?
No, I think it is simply a charade.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's as simple as Cyril Ramaphosa realizing that Zuma is still very popular,
mm-hmm.
and that Zuma is still very active and actively undermining him. And so, what does he do? Does he confront him head on and risk a split? And a lot of bad blood in the last few months before the election? Or does he smother him with compliments and fake love, which would make it impossible for Zuma to encourage his own people to vote for somebody else or to break? So I think it's keeping the KwaZulu-Natal vote safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good strategy, although I must say I think most listeners will agree it turns our stomach a little bit, because we have not forgotten that under President Jacob Zuma we nearly became Zaire under Mobutu Sese Seko. It was an ugly last 5 years, and we are going to pay the price for the next 10 years. So it's hard to see that our president that we put so much hope in is embracing that man.
Yeah. Now, there seems to be two viewpoints. There are those who say that, look, Ramaphosa should be principled, and considering what you've just said in terms of what Zuma put the country through in the last 5 years, he should not be showing fake love towards such a person.
Yeah.
And then there are others who say that, look, he's going to deal with certain realities within his party, and politics doesn't always play along the lines of idealistic principles. What do you make of that debate?
Yeah, I think people are legitimate when they say, no, we expect our president, our new dawn president, to be upstanding and not engage in this kind of petty politics.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's legitimate. But on the other hand, then, you know, maybe we'll get to May with the election, and all he will have is his pride, but he will lose the election. And that's, I think, the way he thinks about it. I think perhaps we should have another way of looking at it and say, can we wait until after May and see
mm-hmm.
if Cyril Ramaphosa is going to be more assertive, be the real Cyril, that he will do what he's promised to do, in other words, to really and truly fight corruption, to clean out the ANC, to restore the economy, make unpopular decisions to restore the economy and economic growth. And maybe we should make up our minds then, but then we would have voted already.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are saying, I feel uncomfortable voting for the ANC while this flirting with the old state capture ANC is still going on. And I can't take back my vote after May. So it's a real quandary for voters. But I think every person has to make up his own mind, and we'll just have to figure out, every voter, how much leeway are you prepared to give Cyril Ramaphosa to do the tactical politics, even if it makes us uncomfortable.
Now, We know Zuma's playing along in this so-called bromance, but what could he realistically expect from Ramaphosa or the ANC? Is it not that his fate is pretty much in the hands of the courts now in terms of whether he has to pay his own legal fees and pay back what was incurred in the past, and even the court decision as to whether the case against him will proceed? Can Ramaphosa help him even if he wanted to?
No, Ramaphosa cannot help him, and he certainly doesn't want to. I'm of the strong view that Ramaphosa is bargaining that the Zondo Commission and the new head of National Prosecutions, Shamila Batoi, will do his dirty work for him, in the sense that the Zondo Commission will keep on exposing the dirt of the Zuma era, and that Shamila Batoi will actually make sure that he is prosecuted and that his senior co-conspirators are actually criminally prosecuted. And in that way, he doesn't have to condemn them, but the legal system will discredit them and will neutralize them as his enemies. So there's nothing to gain. But I think also Zuma is kind of desperate, because he does face a trial. He also knows the Zondo Commission is going to start hearing very dramatic evidence in the next few weeks. And he knows that he can't afford to pay his legal costs. He can't afford to go on with his old legal strategy of just running to the courts. And he also knows that the Guptas are not going to give him money anymore.
Yeah.
So he's hoping against all hope. And then there's the idea that Zuma be sent, be given an ambassadorship, which makes me even more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because should we, as a proud nation, be represented internationally by someone like him with his record? The counter-argument is it will neutralize his toxic political influence.
Mm-hmm.
And in my column, I suggest let's give him an ambassadorship, but let's make it Yemen or Syria.
Finally, Max, what do you interpret from how things unfolded in recent weeks with the ANC's annual statement and then the manifesto launch? Is Ramaphosa still pretty much dominant, or is it on the wane? How strong are they looking as they launch their election campaign? This ATM and Imzonele Manye, could they possibly pose some sort of a threat?
Yeah, I think Ramaphosa is on hold.
Okay.
People are saying, well, let's just put Ramaphosa on the back burner and wait until we see what's happening after the election. And yes, I think ATM and ACM and all these other new parties, my suspicion is that this is part of the Zuma strategy, because they're all Zuma supporters, like Jimmy Manye, like the churches, the African churches in KwaZulu-Natal who support these things. I think it's all an undercover idea of threatening the ANC and weakening the ANC's voice, vote in KwaZulu-Natal. I think those are potentially dangerous, especially ATM, not because of Mr. Manye, but because of the backing of the Messianic churches that are very numerous. And all the more reason for Cyril Ramaphosa to consolidate his support in his biggest province, KwaZulu-Natal.
All right, Max du Preez, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Go well.
Goodbye.